Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first part of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Teth. So Mishnah Ches talks about the following. A woman was seen having yichud with somebody who's not her husband, some other guy. Amrula Mativo Shalzeh, and the Beis Din asks her, who is that guy that you were with? Meaning, was this man a puzzle, or was he not a puzzle? So she says, oh, it was such and such who was a miyuchas, not a person who's pasul. Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say she's believed. I mean, what's the issue over here? The halacha is that a woman who's nivala lepasula is pasul lekuhuna. A woman who had bia with a man who is pasul to her will pasul her in the future from ever marrying a kohen. That's why you have the serious shailas about women who are balei tshuva that want to marry kohanim, that it's not so Pashut, because if she ever had bia with a guy while she was in college or something, so that would make her pasul l'kahuna. If she had bia with a Jew, even though it's not a very nice thing to do before marriage, but it will not pasul her l'kahuna. So over here, we see that she had yichud with a guy, that she was clearly sleeping with somebody. So we say, who was the guy? And she says, oh no, he was a Jewish miyuchas or whatever, came from a nice, from family, but we just had bia. So the question is, do we believe her? So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say we do believe her. She's allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Shua Amar Lo Mipi Anu Chayin. Rabbi Shua says I don't believe her. Allah Reizu B'Cheskos B'Lunasal Mamzar Shavirai D'Vra. We have to assume that she had bia with someone who is pasul, and therefore she's not going to be allowed to marry a kohen unless she's able to prove that the guy that she was with was in fact a kasher person. Mishnah Test. Now, similar case, Haisamu Beres. A woman is pregnant, so obviously she had to be with somebody. Va'amrula Mativo Shaluberzan. We say, who's the father of this child? Was it a pasul? So Me'ish Ploni V'Kohen. And she says, no, it was from a very miyuchastik person. Kohen over here is Lavdavka. Miyuchastik person. Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Menes. Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar say, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Lomi Pia Anuchayin. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't live by what's coming out of her mouth. We live by truth, and this is not truth. We have to assume that she became pregnant from a nasan or a mamzer unless she's able to prove otherwise. So to review quickly what we learned today, in Mishnah Chas we said that if we see a woman speaking with somebody, meaning having yichud with somebody, and we say to her, who is this guy? And she says, oh, it's so-and-so who's a miyuchas. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say, okay, we believe her, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not believe her. We assume that she had bia with a possible person. Similarly, in Mishnah Tess, we said that if a woman was pregnant and they said to her, who's the father of the child that you're carrying? And she says, he's a miyuchastik person, therefore I should be allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say, fine, we believe her, she's allowed to marry a kohen. And Rabbi Shua says, no, we don't. We assume that she slept with someone who's possible until she's able to bring a raya otherwise, and therefore she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud.